Hey everybody, welcome to episode 75 of Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello and congratulations.
Hi Shrek. Thanks.
Cool. So today we thought we would kind of do a little little recap on the last 75, because we've done a bunch of different episodes, a lot of different things, and a few items that we feel like really resonated with people and we kind of want to mention them again or talk about that, right? So, but before we do that, 75 episodes in, can you imagine?
It's big, isn't it? Who knew we'd get to this point in our lives?
I did.
You had so much faith.
So you did not think we would get to episode 75?
I hadn't anticipated it to be this big, or to go on for this long, or to have this many listeners. I'm kind of humbled by it. I just don't know how to react. Like when you tell me the stats, I'm like, yeah, all right, this is weird. I'm very humbled by it.
I think I've only sort of thought about it maybe one time in during the show's run, and I think we were a few months in when I just questioned, because I was already working on a bunch of other shows, right? And I was starting to see this kind of realignment that I was doing with certain shows, and I did wonder if there would be a point where we would need to have a conversation about realigning the frequency of the show,
yeah.
Like going from weekly to something maybe a little less frequent, just to space things out a little bit. But because we were, you know, we'd already committed to doing a number of episodes, and we already committed to, I mean, we already had a plan at the time for many more. I was just like, let's just do it until we reach the end of our list, and then we'll see if we need to revise it. Yeah. And then it turns out every time we get to the bottom of the list, we just keep adding more things to the list. We're like, oh, we've got this to talk about and this to talk about. And so eventually it turns out we're at episode 75 and we've gone weekly the whole time.
Yes, we have. And yeah, we've had lots of people listening. I mean, I'm just looking at like us. The stats, and like since the 50th episode, like how many people have listened to it? Like, I can't believe for the desk, like people, nearly 5,000 people have listened to that. It's fascinating to see which ones more people listen to, and what interests people more.
Since the 50th episode, and I think we had two like pretty big standouts. We had the one about emails, and we have one about desks. Mm. I think those two like kind of really took off. In May, we did a workshop as well, right? Which was, I think, the other highlight. And it was interesting to see the kind of conversation that came out of that. We had some Q&A, like people were asking about where, you know, in terms of donations and how to like... So I think that's something that we want to kind of pursue even down the road. And we intend to do more of those.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the things people struggle with is, okay, there's the decluttering process, but what do I do with that stuff? And how do I ensure, because we've talked about this, the 90% rule as well, like stacking in the bag is not the end of the process, right? You actually have to get it out of the house, otherwise it eventually will find its way back into the thing. So I think that's something that's come up quite often. But I guess, coming back to it, like emails and desks, and I think those are just day-to-day things that everybody struggles with.
And I suppose that when we were discussing it as well, it was very much around students were about to do the exams, so there's a lot of people sitting in front of their desk going, oh my god, it's a mess, how am I supposed to revise my exams with this mess? So I think that resonated with them, and of course we helped students with preparing for exams as well in our next podcast after that, but the email, yeah, and I'm finding that a lot with talking to followers and clients, the digital clutter is becoming a bigger and bigger thing, and people just didn't realize that it, you know, people haven't not realized, but like email is a recent development. You know, anything digital is a recent thing, and there's been no education about how to deal with it, and nobody knew it would grow to be this big, that there would be thousands of emails in your inbox, or that you'd have this many messages coming onto your phone and stuff. So I think a lot of that resonated just because people haven't really talked about it before. Another good episode that we did was about mini decluttering, which is a term that I love using with with my clients and stuff, and with followers, because, you know, if you don't use an organizer, you can't do a whole closet in a day, you know, if you're not mentally prepared or you're not that kind of personality like I am. So what, you know, we discussed was doing a mini declutter, and that's what people, you know, keep on saying, well, when, how can I do, you know, my whole kitchen or my living room or blah, blah. Do it slowly and surely. You know, how do you clear your emails? Do a mini declutter, watch Netflix, and do a declutter of your emails while you're watching a TV series, you know, because right now you can't still declutter Netflix shows, because we discussed that as well. That was one of our more left field topics. So mini decluttering, I think, was great. And that was a good way to showcase a topic that I love talking about.
Yeah, and I think you've seen this a lot from within your, like, from your clients, or feedback from workshops and that kind of thing. But this is, I think, one of the biggest things that comes back is the overwhelming aspect of the fact that decluttering is actually like something. It's a very intensive thing to do. It can be emotional. It can be a lot of other things, and then it's so easy to give up.
I know I give all these tips, but I do it myself. So I'll sit on the couch with my phone and archive and delete WhatsApp messages or delete emails and stuff. So we all have to do it at some point or another. So if you just make the few minutes every week or every day, then you can get rid of a lot.
So another thing I think I kind of wanted to just talk about, because I think we spoke about this at the very start when we were putting together the first set of, you know, the first sort of content plan for the show. But it's something that we've only landed up focusing a lot more now recently, which is the mental aspects of decluttering, right? So, and that includes not just things about how decluttering affects your mental health, but also about addressing some of those things that we talked about, things like the blame game and communication with your partners or people in your house about how to go about it. I think these are interesting topics. Again, we've talked about relationships and how we did one on newlyweds. Again, same thing, right? Like, it's about when two people are trying to like sort of work something out, whether it's a family or partners or whatever, the fact that the clutter can impact that relationship in some way is something that we've had more opportunity to touch on. I think it's something potentially we want to do more of, but I know it's something that you really think about a lot when you're talking to people.
Yeah, and I mean, I have a lot of clients that are in that situation. So whether it's the spouse not understanding how the clutter is affecting the household, or the blaming between each other happens every week with clients, that they blame each other. You know, most of the time I work with women, but they'll blame their husbands for why things are in the state that they're in. But the newlyweds one is, I think I deal with so many newlyweds. I work predominantly with local Emirati families, and a lot of my clients over the years have been daughters living in family houses with stuff, and then they've gotten married, which has been lovely. So, you know, then they call me in to help them in their new married house, and the conversations we've been having with them have been about how they weren't prepared for what life would be like once a newlywed. And we talked about that in a podcast recently about dealing, you know, getting ready for newlyweds. And I think that is something we need to talk more about. It's not something that's discussed enough. And it's not just even for the local Emirati culture. It's a thing that happens with all cultures. It's in all households. There needs to be more focus on this, because it's not just about getting organized and decluttering before you get into the house, but it's getting prepared for living together with someone else. You know, forget about all the wedding presents and the wedding dress and this and that and the honeymoon. There needs to be focus on that. So I think that's been great, that we've been able to highlight things that happen in real life that I see on a weekly basis. And of course, we're going to talk more about that. You know, there's always stories and things that I can talk about, but which will relate to other people. So they won't feel, you know, they'll be like, actually, I didn't think, that's in my life as well. It's that they're not alone. That's the thing. That I want people to see that, you know, the things that we discuss, it's happens with a lot of people. It's not just a one-off kind of situation.
You're right. I mean, I think we've looked at it from a bunch of different angles so far. So if people have had a chance to listen, so we've done it from a relationship angle, talking to the people in your house about it beyond just the partners. We've done it from a newlywed perspective, as we just did that was very recently. We've also done things around kids, around just general troublesome family members and all of that. So those are, we've used those as starting points. And then we've done, I think, what I thought was a really, I mean, I enjoyed even talking about that episode, which was the blame game, mm-hmm. right? And how it's so easy to see somebody else's clutter and think that that's the reason you're upset or that that's what's bothering you. When in reality, it's, I think sometimes it's actually more internal, but it's easy to project it on somebody else and be like, oh, that thing, because you leave it there, that's the reason why I'm annoyed. When the reality is, wait a minute, like, I'm not really organized either. But it's easy to blame that on somebody else.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, there's different aspects, and we always talk about the psychological aspects of being of clutter being in the house. It's 2% in the world, it's because they buy too much stuff, and it's just because they buy too much because they got money. But with a lot of people, there are other reasons, and it's good to explore, and it's been nice to delve into the topics in a more philosophical way than you would normally experience when we talk about clutter.
So to all our listeners, everybody else that's commented or just heard our episodes, thank you so very much. I would love to hear from listeners about a theme or a topic that really resonated with them. And it can be anything in the last 75. It's not necessarily, I don't necessarily mean like the more recent episodes, but what worked for you? I would love to hear that because I think it will help us as well when we're talking about future things. And then I guess the next question would be, what's coming next?
So what's coming up next is, well, I'd like to keep it as a surprise, but we will be focusing more on other psychological aspects of decluttering and organizing within houses, because, I mean, that is an area that predominantly I deal with. I also want to talk more about wardrobes because I love doing wardrobes. I do like them. I think we should do bags next. And more digital clutter. I did a workshop recently, and a lot of people are asking more questions about dealing with emails, dealing with apps, and digital clutter. And it's finding the time to do it. So I think we need to explore that a bit more. We'll do that.
Cool. So we're going to leave this episode here for today, just as a little thank you to everybody for joining us and being a part of it. We'd love to hear from you as well. And as always, if you haven't already, this is the first episode you're ever listening to, you should absolutely subscribe to our podcast in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Gami. I mean, literally wherever you prefer. And if you want to reach out to Lena, you can do so by reaching her on social media. It's at DeclutterMe, or by visiting declutterme.com. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.